At the last minute, somewhere deep in the middle of the night, Fremont and his anti-slavery allies somehow managed to place the border where it pretty much is right now, along the edge of the Sierra. But it's clear from their maps that they thought they included Lake Tahoe. Why would you give away a huge lake, one of the great resources in the West, and not include it within the state boundaries? Well, in fact, they blew it. They did it by accident. They used Fremont's own map, had no idea that Lake Tahoe didn't flow into the Pacific, because that's what that map said it did. They also had no idea that the lake was actually further to the east than they had currently marked it. So Lake Tahoe ends up with a split personality.